or CPA Mobile.
CPA in 0TR. Good morning, Dave.
Good time. And what are you up to today?
I just figured I'd give you something you'd agree to for a change. Bernice just fixed me a big glass of iced tea. I just come in from outside, and I got to run out there again for a few minutes. And just the normal routine. The rain is still a little west of us yet, but supposedly after 2 o'clock or so, it's going to get wet.
I got through playing tennis just a few minutes ago, and we're, it's cloudy, but it's not, raining. Doesn't look real threatening right now. Do you know how to look up property, to see who the owner is? This is a property that's for lease over here on Congaree, 704 Congaree, but I don't want to talk to the real estate agent. I want to talk to the owner.
Cool concept, Dave.
This whole building is a pretty long building, and it's empty, and it's got a nice tower at the back of about a 55, 60-foot tower, round tower, and I was just going to see, you know, what they were planning on doing with it, but, you know, the person that's leasing it, they're probably not going to know anything about it.
Call the realtor, and I wouldn't advertise it anymore here. They ain't got big ears.
Break N0 FMD.
V4 CPA.
N0 FMD, the name's Steve. Been monitoring. If it's in Anderson County, you can go to the Anderson County property search. I think you do a Google or a search on Anderson County property search. It'll come up with the URL for the actual Anderson County property information. And then you can put in either address or, well, yeah, I guess that's about all you know is the address. And it should come up with the owner.
I'll do that when I get home. See what's up with that.
Be in Anderson County.
Greenville County.
Oh, whether Greenville County has a similar setup, it might, but certainly give it a try.
Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you for that information in general, FMD, I think it was. Anyways, Dave, I got to run outside, where are you headed to play tennis before I go?
I've already played. I'm headed to the house.
Well, I'll let you and the other gentleman pick it up, and I'm going to head back out before it gets too hot for this old man. Just says it's 82, but it's 80% humidity and heat index is 88, and it feels like it, Dave. Stay safe. Have a good day. Great to hear you. This is N0TR, and I'll turn it over to you two guys.
Have a good one. Good. Always good to talk with you. Take care. KB4CBA.
4CBA N0FMD. Yeah, again, the name is Steve. Been out here from Colorado a little over 2 years. And monitor the repeater a lot, just don't get on very much.
Been there. There's a, I guess you know, there's a net every night. It's at 9 o'clock, so that and check into the net.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Not actually listened to it. My radio here is out in my shop, which is divorced from the house. And so normally I don't spend evenings or nights in the shop unless I'm working on a project on one of the vehicles.
I have my radios in this place we lived. It was in a separate garage away from the house, and it was a big old garage. And the mosquitoes were just eating me alive in there, so I had to move everything inside the house. I had to put all my ham gear in the closet on the shelf.
I know how that is. This is a big garage / shop. Mosquitoes, bugs don't seem to be an issue. The only thing is it gets a little warm. It's a metal building. And it gets a little toasty during the day. N0 FMB.
It was a wood frame, and it had a tin roof, an old rusty tin roof. And I remember I climbed to the very peak of the roof there, and I at that time they had a 6-meter net on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, 6 meters FM, and I've got a 6-meter rig, and I would. I had a mobile antenna, and so I would I hooked that clamped that mobile antenna down on that tin roof, and then I would hook it up to my 6-meter rig. All it was an HT, and I remember when I first got it, everybody kept saying. You need to back off your microphone, you know, so it sounds like a base station. So I had to hold the mic about 6 or 8 inches from my mouth. I guess they must have had the audio really turned up on that mic.
Have any other capabilities beyond 2 meters currently? I've got a general class license, but... No hardware to take advantage of it. Maybe someday.
AmFest is coming up. Let's see. I believe it's this weekend. Labor Day weekend. I think this is Labor Day weekend coming up, isn't it?
Sure is. The summer's blowing by.
Kind of nice used HF rig. Buy a dipole antenna and string it up. It's really not much to it. Buy you some coax from the wire man, and you'd be ready to go. The other day on 6 meters, and I asked him about it on that, and we were on that particular frequency, 6 meters FM is 5341, I believe, and he said that he didn't think they were calling the net anymore. It used to be like every Tuesday, and then I think they went to every other Tuesday, and I didn't have about, you know, 8 or 10 check-ins, but, you know, I enjoyed checking in. And I've had the 6 meter HT for years, and it's been a great rig, I tell you. I had it in the car for a while.
And you say it was what, 53 what?
53.41 down one, what would that be? 1 megahertz, so it would be 52. The transmit frequency would be 52.41. Man, there's a tone.
All right. Well, I'm going to go over and check that out. Listen, I got to jump, bud. I will talk to you again soon. You on your way to play tennis?
On my way home. And there's a tone with that repeater, too, so you'll have to look it up. Because I don't remember what it is. And there's somebody else in here. For the life of me, I can't remember his name. But anyway, say hello, or you got to run, that's right. I'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
You guys, and I just pulled behind a building. I don't know if you can hear me or not. So, anyhow, KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Have a good day. KN4VWA and KB4CBA. N0FMD, by the way, the name's Steve. I remember somebody always said, only the best guys are named Steve. Take care, N0FMD.
The guy that was just in there, his name was Steve, too. So, dang, I should have remembered that. Boy, my memory's getting worse. Oh, me. Well, jump in here anytime, Steve. I always throw out my call especially when I'm mobile. I don't talk as much on 2 meters when I'm at the house because I'd rather be on HF. But in the car, all I've got is 2 meter and 440. But anyway, that's good to talk to you. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, so I'll say 73s. You have a good day, KB4CPA. Clear after your final.
You have a good day, too, N0FMD.